Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم brothers sisters dear listeners السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to the program مفاتيح الحياة keys of life. One of the keys of life we're discussing is taking care of your husband and the husband taking care of his wife. So one of the duties of the wife that she needs to do towards her husband is that she needs to take care of him. And this is sometimes we find a lot of women and a lot of sisters, sadly, they lack in this department, the department of responsibility. See, marriage itself, it is, as I always say, it is a partnership, not an ownership. The wife does not own the husband, nor the husband does he own the wife. It's partnership. It's 50-50. The male has to go outside. He has to work hard. He has to do whatever he needs to be done to provide for his wife and for the family. The wife, in return, she works as hard as she can in her own house, is trying to provide for the husband and for the house, right? So when you combine these two together, you have a perfect system that works flawlessly, where each is putting his 50%, and then you have a whole 100% perfect family. When one of them starts to lack, when the male or the husband decides to stay at home and do nothing, then the house will fall apart. Or when the husband is working and the woman decides to do nothing, then the relationship will fall apart. And this is usually where relationship kind of breaks, because no one, or at least one of the two partners, decides to neglect their duties towards their partners or their spouses. So the wife, we spoke about the husband before, now with the wife. One of the things that the wife needs to do in terms of her husband, she needs to be responsible towards him. And this responsibility obviously carries many things with it, right? The hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he says, وَالْمَرْأَةُ رَاعِيَةٌ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ بَيْتِهَا. So we have a hadith where the Prophet talks about كُلُّكُمْ رَاعٍ وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْؤُولٌ عَنْ رَاعِيَةٍ. Every one of you is a guardian and responsible for those who he guards. And he classifies and he breaks it down. And he says, when it comes to the wife, she's also a guardian. She's a guardian for her house, for her husband, for her kids, and it's her responsibility that she takes care of her ba'al, her husband. He's under her control. He's under her supervision. He's under her responsibility. وَهِيَ مَسْؤُولَةٌ عَنْهُ. Because she's a guardian, it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question her about her subject. So if she was the queen and the king in the house, we have a king and a queen. The king and the queen, on day of judgment, Allah will say to them, you were responsible of your subjects. What have you done? How have you treated them? They will be questioned for the subjects. So Allah is putting the woman here in the same spot as the one, as the queen who's in charge of her subjects. Allah will say to her, well, the husband was one of your subjects. How did you deal with him? In the same way, Allah will ask the male. There's a responsibility that needs to be fulfilled. But the first point a sister needs to understand that she has a responsibility towards her husband. Let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book مفاتيح الحیات, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafati, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatihul Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اینه که فرونت رخکاری اینجا کم سواب داره، دعا هم داره، سواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که این رو گفته بارم گفته دی اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری سواب داره، همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون سواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam, who has stressed out the reward for praying, has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Mafatih al-Hayat, Keys of Life. We said previously that the first thing a woman needs to do is to understand that she is responsible for her husband, and he is one of her responsibilities. The first thing that she needs to do in this term of responsibilities, and obviously the Ahl Bayt salamullah alayhim, they give a long list, but I will just mention a few because time is not on our hands. He says that a woman needs to respect her husband in the house. Now, let me tell you why it is extremely important for a woman to respect her husband. And respect in terms of, for example, at least treating him as a human being first, treating him as a man second, treating him as a father if they have kids, treating him as a husband. So there are things in terms of titles need to be observed. So for example, if I go to the doctor and I don't respect him, I don't call him doctor. I'm not disrespecting him per se, like using foul language, but I don't call him doctor. I call him by his name. Wouldn't you say to me, this is very disrespectful? Like his name is Dr. Ali and I just go Ali. I'm like, Ali, come here. Ali, check this out. Ali, check that out. He said, look, this is very disrespectful. The guy has a title. A doctor, you call him a doctor. An engineer, you call him an engineer. A president, you call him president. His highness, you call him his highness. So there's a respect in terms of even titles. When it comes to the husband, he has three titles. These need to be respected. Because keeping the hierarchy, meaning keeping the system flowing, when we don't look at each other as, you know, for who we are, the system will break down. And this is something that Hollywood is trying to break down, for example, especially when it comes to kids. They're trying to take down the value and the status of the father. They're trying to take down the status and the value of a mother. They start to take down the status and the value of parents altogether. And they're making the children, have more authority over the parents than the parents have authority over them. And they're breaking the constitution of a family. Same thing with a wife. A wife's job is to maintain these things. Respect is required. Being loving and caring wife, that's one thing. Having respect to the husband, that's something that he needs to have to understand that he is still in charge of the house. He's in charge of the family. If the father or the husband does not feel respected in his own house, then he will never treat the people correctly. He will always be lacking. He will take it somewhere else. He will go and he will start another relationship where he feels respected. And then we have what they call these days cheating, right? The reason men leave the constitution of the house, or the at least the circle of the house, is what they lack in the house. So the first thing Islam says to the woman is that you need to give him the adequate respect he needs if you want to maintain the safety and the sanctity of the family. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, لو أمرت أحدا أن يسجد لأحد. If I had the call to order someone to prostrate to someone else beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered the woman to prostrate to her husband in the form of what? Respect, right? So the Prophet saying respecting the husband is such an important aspect of the constitution of the family. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children's screams.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.